Okay, today we're going to take a break from what we're learning in Hilchos Shabbos to discuss a little bit tomorrow, Shabbos, 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, Parshas Shkolim, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, the whole thing and the davening, benching, and so on. Okay, so tonight you start saying Yalav Yavi. Tomorrow is regular Rosh Chodesh davening, half Hallel, you know, the Yom, Kriyasat Barchi Nafshi, Kriyasat Teira, the regular Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow night is Shabbos. I didn't say anything yet.
You did, but I have a question on that.
What?
After all, seeing the Chazak is to say it quietly and then do the Halavah, right? Not right after you say Ashrei, 5 seconds later do the Halavah. Isn't like the...
Okay, it's a good point, don't sit on it. You might hurt yourself. Now, tomorrow night is again Rosh Chodesh. So in the Maariv, you again add Yalav V'Yovei. Friday night meal, when you wash, bench, you have to add with say and Yalav V'Yovei. If you forget Yalav V'Yovei in the benching, even on Shabbos, you do not repeat the benching. If you forgot with say, you would have to repeat the benching. But if you forgot Yalav V'Yovei because on Rosh Chodesh, there's no mitzvah to eat a meal. So therefore, on Rosh Chodesh, if you leave out Yalav V'Yovei in the benching, you don't have to repeat the benching. Yom Tov, you have an obligation to eat the meal. So therefore, if you forget Yalav V'Yovei in benching on Yom Tov, then you do have to repeat the benching. But otherwise, you don't repeat the benching.
What about Shachar tomorrow?
Shachar tomorrow. No, if you miss Yalav V'Yovei, you have to repeat. Yeah. Now, Shabbos morning... okay, again, davening, half halal, you know, the yom, brachi nafshi. Now tomorrow, Shabbos morning is three things. It's Shabbos, Parshas Mishpatim. It's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And it's Parshas Shkolim. One of the four parshias that we read at the beginning of Kisis about the half a shekel. So the order of the three Sefer Torahs is, now the problem is, Shabbos you need 7 aliyahs and then you have maftir. But tomorrow you have an issue, Shabbos morning, you have 3 Sefer Torahs. So the din is like this. In the first Sefer Torah, Mishpatim, you read 6 aliyahs. That means the guy that gets Shishi, you read until the end of the Parsha. You don't stop at Shvi, you go straight to the end because the 7th aliyah is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so you have 6 aliyahs, and the 6th aliyah, Shishi, you read to the end of Mishpatim. Then you put the second Sefer Torah next to the first, and you do Hagbah. You don't do Kaddish yet because you didn't finish the mandatory 7 aliyahs. Now in the second Sefer Torah, you read Rosh Chodesh. Why do you read Rosh Chodesh first? Because it's more common than Shkolim. Shkolim is once a year, Rosh Chodesh is every month. So then you read the second Sefer Torah. You read Ubiyem HaShabbos, like you read, you know, the last Aliyah on Rosh Chodesh or on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the Aliyah starting via HaShabbos into the next paragraph of Rosh Chodesh. That is Shvi. Then you bring the third Sefer Torah up because you have to say Hav Kaddish. So you bring the third Sefer Torah up to the second one, and then you say half Kaddish. And in the third one, the Maftir one, you read Shkolim. 1 second. Then you read the Parsha of Shkolim. Then, again, you do Hagbah, and then, now, the Haftarah halachically goes according to the last thing you read. So therefore, what did we read last? Shkolim. Therefore, the Haftarah is of Parsha Shkolim. But, the custom is, you add, because it's Rosh Chodesh, you add the first and last pasuk of the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. So you say, Koyamar Hashem HaShemayim Kisi, and at the end, you say, whatever, the last, it's really, it happens to be the two last psukim, because the last one is just a repetition of the earlier one. No, that's Macha Chedesh. You read. Okay. Huh? Okay, whatever. You read the last, first and last pasuk of Rosh Chodesh, not Macha Chodesh, because there's no Macha Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Now, what happens if a shul only has two Sefer Torahs?
Or one.
Or, well, one is easy. You just finish one, roll to the second, then after the second one you say the Kaddish. No, you don't have to do a Hagba between each one. You roll it, and then you do the second one, and then you roll it to the third place. But halacha is interesting. What happens if you have two Sefer Torahs and you need three? So which one do you use for the third? So the halacha is, you use the first one for the third. Even though the second one's out already, so it would make more sense, just roll the second, right? And then the din is, no, you use the first. Okay, that's the halacha in Ramah. The Ramah writes in Hilchos Hilchos Torah, you use, when there's three Sefer Torahs, you use the first one for the third. Because you finish that, you're supposed to the Hagba, whatever.
So you do the Hagba and then you use it again?
No. If you have one Sefer Torah or two. That, no. You read in one, you do Hagba, Lila, then you do the second one. Then you bring back the first one to say half Kaddish.
Even though you have to, okay.
Right, and then you do Hagba. No, I'm sorry. If you have two, then, yeah, because you're opening the first one again. So you do Hagba, Lila, and then you open the first one.
So you do the Hagba on the first one, and you open it again.
After the second. Yeah. Correct. Now, another din. What happens if, by mistake, instead of reading Rosh Chodesh second, you read Shkolim by mistake. Second. Okay, got it? You're supposed to read Mishpatim, Rosh Chodesh, Shkolim. And then the Haftarah is Shkolim. With the first and last pasuk. Now, what happens if by mistake you read, instead of Rosh Chodesh number two, you read Shkolim number two? It's okay. After Shkolim, you read Rosh Chodesh in the third Sefer Torah. And then, interestingly, the Haftarah is the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh. Because the Haftarah has to be the last one based on the last Sefer Torah. So because the last Sefer Torah you use for Rosh Chodesh, that's what the Haftarah is. I haven't seen yet, I didn't look really yet, to see if in that case, would you add the first and last Pasuk of Shkolim? Maybe, I don't know yet. I don't know, I'll look it up, I'll see right away. But
when do you say Kaddish after...
What?
Kaddish, what did you say?
Kaddish is after the seven aliyahs. After the obligatory aliyahs. During the week, it's after three. Rosh Chodesh is after four. Chol HaMoed, it's after four. Shabbos, Yom Tov after five. Yom Kippur after six. And Shabbos after seven. What?
Only after six aliyahs, and the second one is closer to the third
aliyah. I understand, but the halacha is you still don't do that. No, because it says in halacha what you really should do is after you do halving, you should roll the first Sefer Torah while they're laning, you should roll it already to the third place. So then you don't have Techa de Tzibura. But the halacha is you use the first Sefer Torah for the third instead of using the second for the third. B'chal, you're not supposed to roll Sefer Torahs in public because it's a timer. It was called Techa de Tzibura, it's the bother of the community. They have to wait to do these things. And then, Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, says he have the special Haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh at the Yitzharta. Huh? What did I say? No, I'm sorry. Special Musaf of Atta Yitzharta, and the Siddur has the Musaf for Rosh Chodesh. So that's the story of the three Sefer Torahs this Shabbos. Half Halal on Shabbos also. Yes. It's a regular Shchedesh except the Shabbos. So you have, if it would be just Shabbos and Shchedesh, you would have two Sefer Torahs. So now you have three. And Shkolim is at the end. So Shabbos, Shchedesh, Shkolim. If by mistake you did Shkolim first, so then you do the third Shchedesh, and then you do the Haftarah of Shchedesh. And that's basically it with Shabbos. And again, Mincha, you have Yalla V'Yavei and all that. That's basically that aspect of Shabbos this
why
month.
Why do you say Shkolim tomorrow? What is it?
It's either Shabbos Mevarchim Adar or Rosh Chodesh Adar. The only way it could be Rosh Chodesh Adar is like this Kvias. Okay, now, the reason why Shabbos Shkolim is when it is, because the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Be'echad ba'odem mashmiyim ala shkolim. And Rosh Chodesh Adar, Bezin would send out people to remind the shluchim, to remind the people God giving the half a shekel. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was mandatory to give half shekel for two reasons. Number one, that was the census of the Jewish people, the counting. And secondly, they brought every day the daily korbanis, shachris and mincha. Right, the carbon tamid shel shachar, carbon tamid shel beino abayim, the morning carbon and afternoon carbon. It was a communal sacrifice. So how did everybody participate in the ownership of that carbon? So where everybody gave a half a shekel, that half a shekel bought the carbonis that they brought daily in the Beis HaMikdash. So every single Jew had a part in every single carbon, the communal carbonis that were brought in the, every day in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, because of Be'echad Ba'adar in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they would tell people, the Bezdin would already mashmim aloshkom, they would tell people about the mitzvah of giving half a shekel. So now we do it either Shabbos Mevarchim, because then Rosh Chodesh is during the week, or if it's Rosh Chodesh itself, we do it that Shabbos. To remind everybody, the following week, this year, because of the setup, and Purim's on Friday, so the following Shabbos, Parshas Truma, is Parshas Zachar. And then you have Parah, and then you have Chodesh, you know, the four Parshias that are preparing from Adar to Nisan. So that's the way it's
Shekhar is 2 weeks from Purim, right?
What?
2 weeks from Purim.
Is what?
Shekhar.
Not always.
If it's Shabbat Mevarchim, it's a little bit more.
Yeah, well, most of the years it's Shabbos Mevarchim. It's usually not Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. This year is a whole different thing because Purim is on Friday, which is not very common. And when Purim is Friday, that means Erev Pesach is Friday. It's Shabbos. And there's a simen, what's called plag, Pei Lamed Gimel, which means the same day of the week Purim is, that's the day Lag Ba'omer is going to be. So this coming year, Lag Ba'omer is on Friday also. Yeah, plag, it's called. The day of the week that Purim is, because even if there's two Adars, Purim's always in the second one. So then it's the same setup every year. You know, Adar has X amount of days, Nisan next year. So the simon is plag, which means that the same day of the week Purim is the same day of the week Lag Ba'omer is. What? Yeah, there is. 1 second. What?
So Purim's Friday, so there's no fast on Friday, the fast moves to Thursday.
Well, Purim is Friday, you fast the day before Purim.
Always.
You always fast the day before Purim. If Purim is Sunday, then you fast the Thursday before. But now Purim's Friday, so Purim you're not allowed to fast. So
Megillah is Thursday night and Friday.
Megillah is Thursday night and Friday morning. We'll learn more when we get to Purim. What's interesting, normally Sudas Purim is in the afternoon, but this halachically Sudas Purim preferably should be in the morning, because you don't want to eat big meals before Shabbos. But it's a very interesting thing that a lot of guys are doing. This was called Peres Mapa. When we get to Purim, we'll talk about it more. But this is the dinam of this particular Shabbos with preparation for Purim. But this year is a very interesting setup. Whenever Purim is Friday, Erev Pesach is Shabbos. Which means, because Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you can't fast Shabbos. So the fast is Thursday, because you don't make fasts on Friday. But you sell chametz, you're supposed to sell chametz on Shabbos. You can't sell chametz on Shabbos. You sell chametz on Friday, but there's a whole thing. Well, it happened 11 years ago, I think it was. The last time this happened, that the Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. 11 years ago, before that was. It doesn't happen often. But this year is an uncommon situation. We'll learn. Let's first get to Purim. He already passed Purim already. You're holding by Pesach. Huh?
It was just Rosh Hashanah. It's a double check. It's Tisha B'Av, so that means if Maitre Shabbos is the first Seder, Maitre Shabbos is going to be Tisha B'Av too.
Yeah. I'll tell you in a second.
It's always the same thing. Tisha B'Av and Pesach are the same thing.
Yeah. I always like to double check. Tisha B'Av is Sunday this year. It's just Saturday night.
No,
6 seconds.
You have two second pairs of Shabbos, right?
Well, you came late. We have three this Shabbos.
Oh,
yes. What?
So if we did what we really should do, which is the first sefer Torah that we read would be rolled to the next spot during Kriyas Torah on the second sefer, then will we do
Hagba
on that first one or no?
Not if you're gonna roll it right away, no. No, I'm sorry, you should do Hagba, yeah.
So you do Hagba twice no matter what?
Right. Okay. Machat Shinizam Maisim Mechabeva Mayin Kim Shivla Gal Tata, Kanan Rekashi Medakri Bachel Zakso.